You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And to help get us up to speed on the Eagles, Jimmy Kemski, Eagles writer, the Philly voice, joins us here on The Fan. Jimmy, thanks for a few minutes. We appreciate you. How are you?
I like that recorded intro. And I was going to maybe come down to DMV area early to get that open bar.
But yeah,
the bar is open, but it's not an open bar.
It's not closed, but it's not the kind of open you want it to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, we appreciate you hopping aboard. Thank you for the insight in advance. But we're trying to get to the bottom of this Eagles matchup. Let's just start with the 31-0 beatdown of the Raiders. Did they just happen to play a bad team for a day, or did they fix some of their issues?
That's the worst team I've seen in years, that Raiders team that they played last week. They were better on offense. They've struggled really since their bye, which was 4 or 5 weeks ago, offensively. They struggled to run the ball all year. They, you know, their passing game has been predictable and bland and boring. So, you know, they have some problems on offense. Defensively, I don't care who you play. Like, if you shut a team out and you hold them 75 yards, that's impressive. So I think they played really well. They played really well the week before, too, in their Monday night loss to the Chargers. Nothing they can do about Jalen Hurts throwing 4 interceptions in that game and fumbling and having a 5th turnover with a fumble. So, yeah, the defense is playing really, really well right now. The offense is still trying to find their footing, you know, really deep into the season here in December.
I still think they're good. But it doesn't feel like great like last year, where there's always drama, there's always something swirling around, and last year it was fuel, this year it seems to be maybe an impediment. I still think they're good. A, do you agree with that? And B, do you think they kind of are able to get over whatever this is and turn it up?
So the big difference for me between last year and this year is the run game for a lot of different reasons. First of all, the interior of the line, well, really the whole line, isn't playing as well as it did last year. So Landon Dickerson, left guard, Cam Jurgens, center, they're both banged up, have been banged up all year. And they're playing through a lot of different things, and they're just not as good. I mean, just, very simply, they're just not as good as they were a year ago. Tyler Steen is now the right guard. He's good in pass pro. He's not as good a run blocker as the guy that was there last year, Mekhi Becton. And then Lane Johnson's kind of been in that lineup all year. He's out still. This will be the 5th game that in a row that he'll miss. And then left tackle, Jordan Mailata, still a very good player. But in my opinion, he hasn't been as good as he was a year ago. So Saquon Barkley, you know, his numbers are obviously way, way, way down. I mean, you guys saw what they did to the Commanders really in all 3 games last year. They had over 200 rushing yards in all 3 of those games. And, you know, I don't think that the Commanders' run D has improved really at all from last year to this year. But that'll be equalized some by this Philadelphia run offense that it's just not even close to what it was. And I think another factor, too, is Jalen Hurts, I've heard that he doesn't want to run the ball. Like, he doesn't want to have a lot of designed quarterback runs in the game plan, is my understanding of what's happening there. They've called more of that in recent weeks. But for the majority of the season, they haven't really run a lot of that. And I think that's a big part of their identity offensively in the run game, is that he's a threat to run, takes a lot of the pressure off of Saquon, draws a defender toward Hurts on those read option plays, and really just hasn't been the same. So, you know, we'll see if they can get it going the last 3 weeks of the season, but that's been the biggest difference.
We're getting the down low on the Eagles from Jimmy Kamsky, who covers the team on Grant and Danny. Speaking of Jalen Hurts, well, before I even get into my questions on him, why doesn't he want the design runs?
Well, I mean, he got concussed in the game in Washington last year. He suffered a shoulder injury in 2022, late in the season against the Bears. So that's just my speculation. I haven't gotten any reasoning on, you know, again, like I just heard that he doesn't want a lot of runs in the game plan. I haven't gotten any reasoning on why, but you know, it stands to reason that because he's gotten hurt a couple times in late in the year when they've had design runs. So I think that's part of it. And I think the Eagles coaching staff has kind of been on board with it because they don't want to get their quarterback hurt either. So, you know, I think they're kind of just waiting to unleash it maybe late in the season when the games are starting to mean a lot more. And I don't know if maybe that affected their chances of, you know, getting the one seed or the two seed or whatever. They're probably going to end the season being the three seed in the NFC. So I don't know, maybe that's a part of that, but you know, certainly they have ramped it up a little bit these last 2 weeks, and will probably continue to do so from now until however they last in the playoffs.
Jimmy, why does it seem big picture that there's always something swirling there with this group in Philadelphia? I mean, last year, the coach is yelling at fans and they won the Super Bowl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if my coach wants to yell at me for a Super Bowl, that's totally fine. But it always seems like there's extra dramatics. I know it's the league and I know there's always something going on, but it always seems like that's a little bit extra there in Philly. Is that just coverage, or is that really there's always something swirling?
I think in a different market, a lot of it would be hidden a little better. Mm-hmm. So part of it is coverage, but I mean, it's hard to, when you have as much talent as they do, it's hard to keep everyone happy, in my opinion. You know, A.J. Brown's not getting the ball as much as he did his first two seasons here in Philly in 2022 and 2023. He didn't get the ball a ton last year either when they won the Super Bowl. It was a little over 1,000 yards on the season. You know, this year his targets were down significantly until really about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And he wants the ball, and that's just kind of the nature of that position. When you're a really good receiver, you want the ball to come your way, and it wasn't, and he wasn't thrilled about it. And that's kind of where most of the drama has been this year between, you know, Hurts and A.J. Brown, and A.J. Brown's unhappiness with the offense, and it's just, it never ends. Like, they're a very fun team to cover in that way because there's always something going on, but you're right. It does always seem to, there does always seem to be some kind of drama with this team, you know, whether they're winning or losing.
What is your evaluation of Hurts? I find him to be one of the most polarizing and just complicated guys to actually, when you watch, like, decide how good is this player. It would seem to me like they won a Super Bowl. He's been lights out incredible in both of their Super Bowls. He's played huge in some of their biggest playoff games, there's no doubt. But he does seem like a limited passer when you watch him, and you know, a lot of the stuff is outside. He drops these beautiful deep balls into the bucket enough that it's kind of, like, hard to say anything overly negative, but they don't have a whole lot in the middle of the field. It's not something he does anticipatorily well. Like, how do you see him? Because I just find him so complicated.
Yeah, I think they hit the major points there. Throws a really good deep ball over the middle of the field. He didn't like throwing over the middle of the field all that much, so it's predictable where he's going to go with the ball sometimes. I do think he's smart. I do think he's hyper-competitive, and he's got that run element that he adds to the offense. And when he doesn't participate in the run game as much as he has in recent years, I think you're taking away part of his skill set that makes him, you know, the good player that he is. But yeah, just as a pure pocket passer, you know, I think there's certainly a lot of guys in the league that are better than him at that. And, you know, I think we've seen some games where that's just kind of what they've had him be. And, you know, it's underwhelming sometimes. So, like, you know, I think he's at his best when he's passing 20, 25 times in a game. He gets involved in the run game. The run game's working. they let the defense do their thing. And what he does a really good job of, aside from the four interception game against the Chargers, which, you know, is a pretty big caveat, is he doesn't turn the ball over. It's just really that one game where he had a lot of turnovers, and otherwise he just doesn't turn it over. He didn't turn over much last year. He didn't turn it over. I think he only had one interception, one or two, leading into that Monday night game in L.A. So he does a really good job of that. Like, he's conservative with the football, which, you know, some people are fine with and other people find very boring and predictable. But, yeah, so he's a very polarizing player. Obviously, he's played his best when the games have mattered a lot. Like, he kind of went on a little bit of a heater in the NFC Championship game and in the Super Bowl. And, you know, that's what really – that's kind of a big factor. Like, that's kind of a big deal. But during the regular season, he can kind of bore you at times.
No doubt. I do wonder, too, and Jimmy Kemsky, the Philly voice, is with us previewing the Eagles game. What is the general consensus, if there is one, in the fan base? Because, like you say, well, they won the Super Bowl last year. And you could kind of end the conversation there. But that's as talented a team. You were talking about how bad the Raiders are. I mean, you can make the case that Eagles team, top to bottom, 1-53, was one of the 5 or 10 most talented teams of the last decade or something. So, they won the Super Bowl, but he had a great receiving core, the best offensive line, the best running back. Like, they were really good. The elite defense playing at a Super Bowl level. They should have won the Super Bowl. Like, where are you at on that?
Yeah, I think there's a general feeling, nationally anyway, that he got carried to a Super Bowl. And I don't necessarily agree with that, because he really did play well in the playoffs. I don't know if they do what they did throughout the playoffs without the way that he played. Locally, you can put any quarterback in the spotlight, and there's going to be people that don't like them, and there's going to be people that like them. Like,
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Like, Sam Bradford stunk when he was the quarterback here, and he had fans that would defend him to the death. And there will be fans of Jalen Hurts that do that. And then there will be people that just hate whoever the quarterback is, whether it's Carson Wentz or Sam Bradford or it's, you know, Michael Vick or Kevin Cobb or Donovan McNabb or Jalen Hurts. So it's always in this town, it's always, you know, very, the quarterback's always going to be polarizing. But I think the one exception is Nick Foles, who won the first Super Bowl, of course. But him aside, I think, you know, there's always going to be a polarizing effect with the quarterback.
Jimmy, a few years ago, Philadelphia boat raced everybody in terms of sack totals. I think it was 70 in 2022. Just I don't remember a season like that. That was just unbelievable, where they were the second place team, I think, was further behind them than the last place team was to the second place team, if that quantification made any sense. Just unbelievable. The pass rush this year doesn't feel the same. Is it just a totally different defense at this point? Obviously, I know the personnel have changed dramatically, but they don't seem to get after the passer to the same degree.
Yeah, that year you're talking about, Hassan Reddick had, I think, like 16. And then they had three other guys that had 10 or more. Brandon Graham, Javon Hargrave, and I guess it would have been Josh Sweat, maybe, they all had at least
10. It was
10.
Sweat, yeah.
Yeah, so, they were crazy that year getting after the passer. And I agree, for the most part this year, the pass rush has been underwhelming. But last 2 weeks, they've really gotten after the passer. I mean, they beat the hell out of Justin Herbert in that Monday night game. The edge rushers in particular have really ramped up. Jalix Hunt is a second-year guy who's really come on lately. They traded for Jalen Phillips at the trade deadline. He's been really good for them. And then they just recently got Nolan Smith back from injury. And he's starting to play a little better now, too. And then Brandon Graham came back from retirement. He had 2 sacks in the Raiders game. But they really got after Justin Herbert in that Monday night game. And then they really got after Kenny Pickett this past weekend against the Raiders. So they picked it up. And then the interior guys, like Jalen Carter is awesome. Like, he's just an extreme talent. He's not had a good year. And he's been banged up. So at some point, if he can get healthy, he's out. He's going to be out in this game. But at some point, if he can get healthy, then they're a big problem. Because the other interior guys, Jordan Davis has had a good year. And then kind of an underrated guy is Moro Ojomo, another interior defensive lineman. He's had a good year. I think he's got 5.5 sacks this year. They've been a lot better in the last few weeks. And I think that's kind of something they can hang their hat on, you know, going forward and into the playoffs. I do agree that they, for the most part, they weren't great this season. But they've really picked it up in the last couple weeks.
Quinyon Mitchell, the corner, feels like a budding superstar, one of the best in the league. How is he playing right now? That matchup he's had with McLaurin, where they let him travel and cover him head-to-head in these games, has been fun.
If he had ball skills, he'd have a chance to be an all-timer. Like, he just doesn't pick off many passes, but he just shuts guys down. I mean, he's had, I think it's 7 games so far this year, where he's limited receivers that he's covered to, I think, under 20 yards or something like that. He's been ridiculous this year. And Cooper DeJean is the other guy in the secondary who's, you know, just awesome. He was a really good player. And then one of the big concerns this year for the Eagles was their CB2, whether it was going to be a Dory Jackson or a Keely Ringo. And they've kind of settled on a Dory Jackson as the season has progressed. He's actually been pretty good, too. So he was like a very popular target of the fan base. They didn't like what they were seeing from him like first half of the season. But he's kind of picked it up lately, and he's been playing well also. But, yeah, Quinyon Mitchell is probably going to be an all-pro, in my opinion, this year. Cooper DeJean has a chance to do that, too. Those two guys are special, and they're going to be, you know, very good players for a long time.
What's the key to this matchup, going both ways here? For the Eagles going against a Washington team that isn't very good, to be quite frank with you, and, you know, what does Washington have to do to try to stay in this game?
Yeah, I think when I look at the 2022 season, where they won that game in Philly, I think it was. The Eagles had a long winning streak, and they finally lost to Washington in Philly. And Washington just had one of those games where they ran it, they stuck to the run, they got themselves into, you know, short third downs, converted like a high percentage of their third downs, just played keep away, and outlasted them. I think like that's how they win this game. Like, the one thing I think Commanders have going for them this season, you know, that running back committee, they're all averaging, you know, 4.5 yards per carry or better. Mariota is obviously a weapon with his legs. The Eagles have had two games this year where they just got bullied against the run. One of them was against the Giants back in like week six. It was ugly. Like Cam Scadaboo and Jackson Dart just ran all over him. And then it was even worse in, I think it was week 13, the Bears came into Philly and they just ran it down their throats all day. So they've had two pretty bad games against the run. If they can, you know, if Washington can find a way to run the ball against this defense, they got a chance, is what I would say. But I think, you know, the matchups pretty overwhelmingly favor Eagles, you know, across the board otherwise.
I just don't see how Washington secondary has a way of slowing down A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith in this game. That's where I kind of feel like it's a loss before it starts.
Yeah. On paper, I would agree. But the Eagles have had their share of games where they should be able to move the ball through the air against whoever they're playing and just haven't. So, you know, they've had their sluggish days on offense, and if they have that in conjunction with not being able to stop the run on the other side of the ball, you know, that's the path that I think that, you know, Commanders can win that game.
All right, call your shot. Give us a prediction. Don't sugarcoat it. It's okay. We can take it. We've been bad all year.
I think the Eagles win. And I don't think it's a high scoring game. Probably something like 26-17.
Let's go. You know what? I would accept that at this juncture.
Seriously.
I just want them to show up. I want them to not get blown out.
I want the same uniform on. I want it tucked in.
Yeah. You want it tucked in?
Yeah. Tuck in your uniform. Okay. Put your helmet on.
Also, if you wouldn't mind just finishing in first to help us with draft positioning, that wouldn't be a bad thing either. Jimmy, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate you coming on.
Jimmy Kamsky, the Philly voice. Good information there as we scout the opponent on Grant and Danny. The game's on Saturday. Remember, don't tune in on Sunday at 1. You're going to have missed the game. Saturday at 5 p.m. Northwest Stadium. We will be previewing it all day tomorrow from our location in Leesburg. We're going to be at Pupitella for a Friday field trip ahead of Saturday evening football. We got a nice show shaping up for tomorrow.
A good little radio program, right?
3 p.m., Pat Ford, who's one of the top college writers in America, to preview all of the college playoff action that starts tomorrow. 4:30, Joe Davis, who is the voice of Fox NFL and MLB action. Davis, the play-by-play voice of the Dodgers, is going to be calling the game with Greg Olson. And then at 5 o'clock, the new Nationals GMs stopping by the G&D program. Ani Colombi came over from the Phillies, 31-year-old R&D analytics guy, who's going to be the GM of the Nats moving forward with Paul Toboni. So all of those guests and pizza, what could be better?
I was going to say, shucking and jiving, talking to guests, eating appies and pizza. Sorry about it.
It's the Christmas season, and it's time for a installment of Is It Weird? Next on Grant and Danny.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks to Toby for the update. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Wizards in action tonight, taking on the Spurs. It's Wemby season. Hopefully he doesn't do too much damage. Although every time I've looked up at the TV screen in the studio for the last hour,
it's been a Wemby highlight.
Somebody's showing Wemby. I'm like, what am I missing here? What's going on? I don't think the highlights are from the game tonight yet. I don't think that's how it works. But there'll be a few you could probably add to the reel starting tomorrow. Speaking of reels, I've got something you guys need to check out on Instagram. At Grant H. Paulson on IG for what is a fun little number that we put together here in studio of our producers. We have three of them today. Darris is out on a little mini staycation. You've got Clary, who I think is in Dallas right now. Is that where he is?
That is where he is. Yes, good pull.
Although I heard he's going to one of those Cosm places to watch a game.
What is that word, by the way? Everyone's so jealous. I don't know what that is.
Dude, these are amazing. You've probably seen it and don't even know it. These Cosm screens are 50K, not 5K, but like 50K, 18 million high definition pixel technology. And they have them in a few cities, LA, Dallas. I want one here so badly. And you sit there on IMAX, basically, and you watch these games shot essentially like you're on the field, like you're in the end zone with the players running at you in the front row. And it's almost like a stadium experience, stadium seating, movie theater style, but think like Udvar Hazy with the IMAX that takes up the entire building. And it's like being on the field at a game. You haven't seen these?
I have not. Cosm is the word?
C-O-S-M, Cosm.
Huh.
We had the guy on who is the creator of all of this from Radio Row last year. I think you were part of that interview. I'm not sure.
Okay.
If you were, you studied for the quiz and then you forgot.
And then
the quiz.
I forgot. It's all gone right now.
After. I might have done it by myself and we just aired it. I don't know.
Cosm. I know the Bridge of Khazad-dûm, where Gandalf confronts the Balrog and they fall to the highest peak of the lowest dungeon of the earth, but that's not what you're talking about.
Guy, look up Cosm, Los Angeles, Dallas.
COSM.
It's this massive curved, like 8K plus LED display with. I only know it for sports, but I'm sure they do it for a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Think of the sphere, but for sports viewing is the closest thing I could comp it to.
So this looks like Willy Wonka that they're showing the example of. It looks like a big TV. No?
That would be the most disrespectful way in the history of the world to describe what Cosm is. But yeah, sure. It's a big TV. That's a start.
But it looks like a movie theater kind of, but just a big TV. So it's less. I don't know how to explain it, but like, no?
In the commercial break, I'll come over there and show you, but okay. I would like get on your Twitter feed or whatever and just look up like Cosm Sports Viewing. and you'll see people watching these games, and it's awesome. But anyway, what I want people to check out on Instagram at Grant H. Paulson is our producers, Toby, Wes, and Vic, trying to draw coconut cake offsides.
It's really good.
So JP Finley, for some reason, got coconut cake today, like a giant coconut cake. And I know what you're thinking, coconut cake's disgusting. Why would he do that? I don't know either, but I guess he likes it. Mm-hmm. And so someone made him coconut cake for Christmas.
So the cake part was excellent. The coconut icing, you know, it's fine. It's limited by its coconut-isms. But the cake was really good.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Because cake is good.
Cake's delicious.
But it's coconut cake.
Right.
And that ruins the cake.
Right. So the icing part wasn't as good.
You know what
the
I should have done? I didn't even consider
scrape
this.
The icing right
Maybe
off?
Maybe I will. I might just go scrape some of the icing this, off. I didn't even consider that.
Yeah, because the you know what I'm talking about? The cake part, the cake, the meat of the cake, so to speak, was divine. Really good.
But if you guys have seen this trend online where you try to draw things offside, so they were trying to draw coconut cake offsides, and I posted a video of Toby and Wes and Vic doing it and asked you guys who wore it best, who did it better. Do we have the audio, a little behind the scenes? The video adds to this, at Grant H. Paulson on Instagram. But let's just, based on what you can hear, let's see who did the best job trying to draw the coconut cake offsides.
58's the mic. Grid 19. Go. Can. Sunny.
Let's go.
Okay, so stop.
So Toby had to burn a timeout there.
So Toby canned it, which I liked, with the can on the headphones. Mm-hmm. That was good. But he did have to burn a timeout. And he had one. He was fine.
He had one to burn, yeah.
He's not going to snap it. That was a kill play. Understand that. So here was Wes. Now, I will say, Wes, from an audible standpoint, this is not going to quite sell what Wes did. Wes went with a hurry up to the line like it's a tush push situation.
Good body language on Wes on this one.
So here's Wes.
Let's go.
Ha! That was good.
Running! Get him! Ha!
Ready. Hurry. Grenade team! Is it hot?
That's pretty good.
I mean, that was good, too.
I also like the voice changing a little bit there. And if when you watch the video, you think he looks a lot like Luigi, the bad guy who did the bad thing.
Yep.
He does look a lot like Luigi the bad guy.
If you're saying to yourself, does he look like... The answer is yes.
It's not Luigi Mangione or whatever that guy's name is.
Right.
It's Wes. Very different person.
Yeah.
Although the first time I met him was like a couple of days after what happened.
The timing was pretty crazy.
And I was like, oh my God, do I have to call someone? Do I have to say something? What am I doing here?
Like, hey man, nice to meet you. Is anyone looking for you?
And I felt bad about it. And I said to Wes, I was like, dude, I got to tell you something. I don't know if anyone's ever said this before. I feel uncomfortable. He's like, I know.
He goes, I know.
Like Luigi. And then he showed me a side-by-side that his buddy had made for him. It's like, oh my God, dude, you look just like that guy. Has your life been terrible for the last 48 hours or what? I mean, did anyone ever call the cops? Like, did you ever get investigated or anything?
No, I didn't get investigated, but at Virginia Tech, they posted it on like their bar stool. So people were coming up to me at bars, taking pictures with me.
That's a weird thing. But that's a whole nother story.
That's a whole second story.
Like the whole, like, let's take pictures with this guy and make it out like he's the good guy for some reason. I'm not a big fan of like the making the murderer the hero, but that's another story for another day. But the fact that I was not the first one made it a little more comfortable for me to talk to you about it.
Oh yeah, and then Claire, the first time I met him, he came up to me, the team 980, all of them, like the whole office was in it.
We all noticed the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty noticeable.
Okay, so that was pretty good by you to try to draw some. Offsides.
I thought Wes did a really good job,
but I got to tell you, the guy that drew the cake offsides. The guy that you need, if you need Aaron Rodgers and Rodgers isn't around, the guy that's going to get him to jump is Slick Vic Ferreira.
Ready. Hurry. Grenade team. Is it hot?
53. Yeah, we're good.
Saddle up. Is it hot?
God, I jumped.
He got reset, me right there. Reset. He's got one more.
Go.
Now, the go at the end pops me. So, two things. One, did you say saddle up at one point?
He saddled up.
That is a saddle up there, yeah.
Has any quarterback ever used saddle up?
No, but that's why it's unique about my cadence there.
I kind of love saddle up. I might have to text Kirko and see if he'll give us a saddle up this weekend.
Just sneak one in.
You know, we don't need like Rhonda or Sunday. Let's go saddle up. I kind of like that. It's pretty good.
Vic is really good at that.
Vic's great at that. But the best part is after he didn't draw him off sides, the simple, go. And then he dropped back. Now, you don't see that on audio. You'll see that at Grant H. Paulson on Instagram. Let me hear Vic's again one more time. I do think Vic wore it best.
I think everyone's good. I think Vic's great.
No, Toby's pummels. It's great. Wes's visual. The audio on his is not as good, although I did kind of jump on the last one. But his is like the, let's rush to the line. Like, that was perfect.
So at first when I saw Wes's, I was like, okay, that's third. Nothing wrong with it, but it's like, okay, that wasn't the best. Upon further review,
yeah,
it's growing on me.
It gets better.
Yeah.
It's the voice where he really stresses and kind of cracks at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. But Vic, you take the win home, buddy.
Ready? Hurry. Grenade team!
Is it hot? 53.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
A lot of confidence.
Saddle up! Is it hot?
God.
Reset. Go.
Go is perfect.
Go. One other fun thing about that, we were filming right in the middle area of all of the radio stations here, all the studios. So we call it the bullpen, but it's just out in the common area where everybody kind of wanders around. And we're about 15 feet from where Chris Russell was doing his show, who's the loudest person in the history of doing radio. We have soundproof rooms, and if you're a mile away from Russell's studio walking, you can hear him.
Through multiple closed doors.
And Russell, think about this. You don't even know this yet. He had the nerve to text and say, could you guys keep it down? I'm like, you told us to keep it down? That is tough, man. What's the saying about the pot and the kettle? I mean, give me a break.
I believe the great Phyllis and Mulga said it best. How dare you?
Joe Witt got mad at the Jets for not generating takeaways.
Man.
Terry McLaurin is scolding someone for not being ready to practice in the summer.
The irony is so thick you could walk on it. Bro.
Unreal.
Come on.
But if you want to check that out, at Grant H. Paulson.
Quality bit right there.
Go vote on who wore it best. Speaking of votes, our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day is available on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter. That's the Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. Let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do your heavy lifting. Take it to the house. More at dcmetropolitanmoving.com. I want to play Is It Weird here? And I want to play Is It Weird for our poll of the day because I think the way that I want to live my life is a way that you guys are going to think is ridiculous. I don't enjoy shopping for Christmas presents online. Not only that, I much prefer to join the rat race. On a night like tonight, I get excited to drive, even in a little bit of traffic, into Tyson's Corner to go to Tyson's Mall to walk around, to hear the Christmas music playing on the speakers, to see everybody getting their bags, to see the lit up tree and Santa seeing what people want at one little corner of the mall where he's going to be sitting. I like the hustle and the bustle. I like the chaos and the madness. I know I can conveniently sit at home a month out, order everything, and make sure it gets there. Pay a little extra for shipping if you wait too long. I want to shop in person. We've actually made this our poll of the day. Do you prefer to do your Christmas shopping online or in person? And Danny, I know, just by bringing this up before the show, when this came up, you think this is absolutely outrageous and the weirdest thing ever.
This is crazy. This is it right here. The idea that you're going to go, are you guys leaving? I'll follow you to your car. Are you leaving? Just slowly driving around a parking lot, getting in seven near accidents, hoofing it around that mall, looking at the map going, do I need to go to KB Toys or wait, which one do we need to go to?
Here's the thing.
Not knowing where to go.
Guy, I'm not going to have a list of things I'm grabbing. I'm going store to store.
You're just
going to
mill around the store?
I'm going to mill about mall rat, and I'm going to go store to store. Oh, do I want to walk in there? Maybe they have something fun. Oh, I like this. This is cute. I'll get it for the girl.
I haven't been to L.L. Bean in a while. Let me just saunter in there.
Absolutely.
Is there a structure store for a button-down flannel? What are you doing?
I love it. It's what makes me feel like I'm in the Christmas spirit. And if I don't go shopping in person, which has never happened, but in a hypothetical where I didn't.
Like it was denied you.
I wouldn't be ready for Christmas. I wouldn't feel like I took advantage of the season. It's the music. It's the lights. It is I think it's the frenetic pace of the night and the people that are out. It is a little bit of the chaos and the finding the parking spot.
I can't believe you thrive on that. As
not
someone
normally,
like,
not normally. If it wasn't Christmas, I wouldn't. Like, I don't enjoy generally hunting for parking spots when I'm going to eat or something. That's terrible. But the Christmas season, the one or two, and I'll do it multiple times generally. I'll get you like a mid-December situation a week ago, and then normally December 22nd to the 24th is the sweet spot. We got to go back out with the masses and rub elbows and just see what everybody's up to, basically.
Why?
I need to go to a bookstore at the mall and just wander around and buy a couple books no one's going to read. Like, it's really fun to me.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine this day and age. The point of the list is to check off the things on the list. What have you done for this kid? What have you done for that kid? What have you done for this uncle? What have you done for your sister? What have you done for your parents? You go boom. You're ripping through. If you got to go to a store, you got to go to a store. Like, there's sometimes I have to go to a store. I understand that, but you're checking it off.
How about this?
You're basically going, can I get in traffic real quick?
If I need, like, I'm just going to make something up, but if I was going to get my wife a coat, okay?
And this is totally hypothetical. It's not what you did.
She doesn't need a coat. She doesn't want a coat.
Right, right.
Let's say my wife wanted a coat, and I know I can get online, and I can go to, I don't even know what store
she likes. Coats.org.
Coats.coat.
Yeah.
Or I can go to the Coats brick and mortar store at Tyson's tonight. I'm 1,000% choosing to wait until I can go and then go to the coat store and do some shtick with the person that works there and get the coat off the rack.
Oh, my God.
And and then maybe eat at the food court and listen to the music and, you know, go watch Santa from above for a couple of minutes. Like, yeah, man, it's the mall. It's Christmas time. It's the best.
So wait, I'm going to say the same thing. It's the mall at Christmas time. Snap my neck. Take me off. Rip my head right off my body.
Christmas guy.
The mall at Christmas, dude? That's what you're like. You're going, it's the mall at Christmas for true. Like, what?
The mall at Christmas is the most wondrous, beautiful thing that you can experience.
The mall is fine. Like, I'm a mall guy. I like Tyson's Corner Center just fine. I actually think it gets a bad rap because the traffic's so terrible going over there. But I've been over there dozens of times with my kids, with one kid, with just my wife. We've done events over there. They know what the hell they're doing. It's great.
Yeah.
You're basically going, can I sign up for that, for like doorbusters? Can I see if I can get elbowed in the larynx over the last Cabbage Patch Kid or whatever? Like, that's insane that anyone would go, I not only do I have to do it, understanding that I have to do it because that's where this one gift is, you like it and wouldn't miss it? I can't believe it.
That's Danny Rouye's take. He's not a big Christmas guy, boys and
huge
girls.
Christmas guy. Get it done.
You sound like a Christmas guy.
Yeah, the gifts are for the kids. Very happy with them.
But this is why we're doing the poll of the day right now. Do you prefer to do your Christmas shopping online or in person? Go vote. Metropolitan Moving and Storage. It's the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. We'll take your calls on this next. Is it weird? I like going to the mall. I like being out and about with the people on the week of Christmas. I don't need to sit there online and do everything conveniently on my couch. 800-636-1067. G&D on The Fan. We'll get ready for Commanders-Eagles, the Washington side of the matchup, coming up in about 10 minutes at 6 o'clock with our buddy Ben Standig. Substack Standig was out in Ashburn all week long. Talk Jaden Daniels shutdown with him, Laremy Tunsil being ruled out, and what kind of chance he gives Washington to hang around in this game. But as we welcome you back on G&D right now, a little Is It Weird in our poll of the day via Metropolitan Moving and Storage. I am a go to the mall over shop online guy. I want to go to the brick and mortar store. I like to be out in the chaos around Christmas time with the lights and the music. And frankly, I want to people watch and just see everyone else going crazy, going shopping. That's part of the fun too. I'm a little surprised by the results. I thought this would be like 90-10 against me, Danny. It is way closer than you would have thought.
Wow.
What would you guess? Like, what do you think the results should be?
Honestly, like, shtick aside, 65-35.
Okay.
You know, there's just some people that just are kicking and screaming. Go, no, I'm not going to do the convenient, easy click thing. Right? Which I understand. You know, everybody's got their proclivities. But some folks like to be oot in a boot.
56% are online shoppers. 44% prefer to do their shopping in person.
Man.
We're closing in on meeting right there in the middle.
That's a sampling error right there. All of a sudden, you're in.
56% to 44%. Let's go to the phones at 800-636-1067. Question being, you got to get your shopping done. You're knocking the items off the to-do list. You like to do it online, make it easy, sit on the couch, have it brought to you over the course of the month? Or are you going to the store to enjoy the holiday season out and about? And by the way, we should say goodbye to our friends in Richmond who have been listening to us here on Grant and Danny. Let's go to Dan in Maryland. What's up, Dan? How are you?
Hey, Grant and Danny. How you doing today?
Good, buddy.
Awesome. I'm on Grant's side here. I just got to say, and I'm surprised. I thought, just like you, nobody would love going out and doing that shopping experience, and that's what it is. It's an experience now, not a chore, right? This is why we like it.
Oh, that's a great call, Dan. It is an experience. And by the way, you're by yourself, right, generally? So you're just kind of, you're able to
just
go.
Just floating around place to place.
Stuff for the wife, the kids.
No list.
Exactly right.
Wandering around. Exactly. I don't know if you guys did this in Minnesota when you were on the trip. I was on a plane with you guys going out there. I went right to the mall right when we landed. Mall of America, best spot ever. That's an experience. I mean, hopefully you guys were able to get out there and do some shopping.
Did you do some putt-putt? Did you ride the roller coaster? Did you do anything like that?
I did not ride the roller coaster. Just people watched. Went to the locker room, got some drinks, and did that kind of thing.
That's the other thing, by the way. So I'm wandering around at Tyson's. Oh, there's a Great American restaurant. Do I want to go sit down and have an appy? Do I want to do a two-restaurant move where I go somewhere else for an entree? Oh, there's a bar. Do I want to go get myself an old-fashioned? The world is my oyster.
Oh, my God.
It's an experience. It's a great word he used.
But there's a difference between I have to go to a store, like which I've done. I've done that for a couple bits of shopping that I've had to do for the Christmas season. Very reasonable. That's a normal thing to go to the store, a place.
So you want a grocery store?
No. Like a,
so you're saying like you got to go to Target to get this thing?
Yeah. Or whatever. I don't want to give anything away, but like for specific people, I had to go to a store where you can't really get that online. I had some questions and I got it done shopping for people. Again, that's what the holiday season's about. And I'm really good at it and I love Christmas. But the point that you're talking about is sort of aimlessly meandering about for inspiration to strike you. While you're carrying bags around.
That is a perfect description.
That is psychotic.
The carrying of the bags part, not my favorite. Because when you get enough stuff, now it starts to cut off circulation and it's wrapping around your finger. I don't love that part as much. Chris is in Hyattsville. What's up, Chris?
This is a great topic, guys. Listen, I understand both sides. Look, Danny and I are about the same age. We grew up in the golden age of malls,
yes.
The 80s and 90s. We both know how to mall. In fact, the mall was the thing you did when there was literally nothing else to do.
That's where you went.
Right, before the internet. Right? You just went there for the experience. Grant, I think, has still got that inner child, and he is still filled with wonderment when he goes to the mall. Danny and I have been crushed by years of adulthood and capitalism and bills, and we are now gravitating to the convenience and ease of online shopping. But
Grant,
I say keep doing what you do.
Thank you, buddy.
I like it.
Crushed by capitalism pops me, for the record.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, we've been beaten down.
This guy, James, just tweeted me and says, I'm 100% with you on being at the mall during the holidays. And I quote, it's amazing.
What?
The music.
What?
The hustle.
What?
The energy.
No.
I love it all. Show field trip, ? I think so. I think this is a great idea. You know what? After a show, you and I, Tobes, Ryan, and Darius, next week sometime, should go to a mall and just wander around for a bit.
Oh, darn it, I'm out next week. Oh, otherwise I would do that.
Pentagon City? We'll just go right across the bridge, make sure we're back in Virginia.
Okay.
Because Virginia's doing great. And then we'll just waddle around the mall.
I think you guys should meet there at an appropriate time. Don't wait for me. Just start, and I'll catch up.
Toby, we see a little Auntie Anne's pretzel place. We're like, do we want some cinnamon pretzels? Why not?
That's a given, yeah.
We see a Haagen-Dazs ice cream. I'll probably pass, but maybe, just maybe.
Maybe.
Clary wants a little chocolate ice cream.
A little Cold Stone Creamery situation.
Why not? It's a mall. It's a got mall. Everything, man.
It does, yeah.
And Christmas music and lights and Santa's going to be there.
It's so many people. So many people. So few parking spots.
You sounded
spots.
Like Trump when you said that.
So many people. We're going to go to Dyson's. We're going to go. We're going to wait for the busiest time. That's when I go. Believe me. When I go, I buy so many things for so many people. Very good at Christmas. The best Christmas giver. In fact, I invented Christmas. Many people don't know that. 1999, I invented it.
Ben Standick, Substack Standick.
Oh, I read it. It's a very good Substack. Probably the best one.
He's going to join us next on G&D.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.